Welcome to This Week at Filling, and thank you for joining us in our mission to support people with developmental disabilities. For Filling Homes, I'm Tina Parsons. Welcome back to the program. Today I'm talking with a special friend of mine, Christina Clark. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Tina.
I'm doing great. March is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, and I wanted to talk with you about your success. So today I'm talking with Christina about being an artist at Soaring Arts and all of the other amazing things that she does. Christina, tell us a little bit about your artwork that you do at the studio.
I do acrylic painting. I do flags, pottery. I've done pours. I've done everything you could think of.
What about donuts?
I've done the donuts.
You've done the donuts. There's, I think, a lot of people who have done the donuts. Christina, how long have you been going to Soaring Arts?
For about 2 years.
And so what do you think of it?
That's awesome.
Yeah? What is one of your favorite things to do there?
Acrylic.
It's the acrylic, yeah. I was able to see a lot of your artwork on Facebook, and I also have some of your pieces in my office, and I absolutely love them. So let's talk about what else you do other than being an amazing artist at Soaring Arts. You are employed. You're a part-time receptionist. Where?
Hope Services, Board of DD.
And how long have you been doing that job?
I have been here almost 7 years in August.
So what is your job like?
I work as a receptionist. I do copying. I do the newsletter. I do answer the phones.
Do you still pick on people that don't like Michigan?
Always.
Always picking on people. Back to the artist and Soaring Arts, you've had your artwork on display out in the community.
Yes.
Let's talk about that display. Where is that?
Edward Jones.
Okay, and how many pieces do you have there at Edward Jones?
6 pieces.
Is this part of the acrylic painting that you do?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Edward Jones has been a very good host to the artist, mm-hmm, and their creations. What about recreation? I see you out and about a lot with Hark Rec. What kind of things do you do to have fun?
We go to the Mud Hens game. We go to the Walleye game. We go to Out to Eat movie night, Cedar Point. In June, we're going to Kings Island.
Oh, wow. You've also had a couple big trips.
I went to Washington, D.C. first, then to Virginia Beach.
Okay, so you went on 2 trips with her.
Yes.
And now let's talk about your home life a little bit, where you have some roommates.
Yes, I have two roommates. I live in the home in the community.
You do. So you have a home, you have roommates, you have a part-time job, you do amazing artist work, you go on so many different trips. The purpose of talking with you about all of this, Christina, is March is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. And I think what we want people to be aware of is how, first off, awesome you are and how busy you are. The theme for DD Awareness Month is all equals all, and we are all alike. And you're living your life just as anybody else would live their lives, with or without a disability.
Right.
You've got a lot to be proud of. Is there something special, anything that really sticks out in your mind about your life and what you truly, truly enjoy?
I truly enjoy the big trips we go on, like Virginia Beach.
Yeah, and I'm glad that Hark is available to allow you to do those kind of things.
We go on that every other year.
Do you have another trip planned?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, Christina, before we sign off, is there anything that you would like the community to know about people with developmental disabilities and or just anything else that you would like to say to the community?
We are all alike.
We are all alike. That's well said.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me. And for those of you tuning in, follow us on Facebook, especially this month. We are highlighting DD Awareness Month with some special photos. And if you'd like more information on Filling Homes, you can give us a call or check out our website. Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Filling.